On today's Restomp podcast, a very, what would we call it? I'm not sure. Infrequent Restomp podcast at the moment. Have to put the hand up for that one. I'm sure you'll give me a bake for it pretty soon. We have a chat about J-Lo, his contract, the year coming up. I don't know, plenty of conversation about the coach. Is he up to it? Is he not? Got a bit of a ruck dilemma with Sean Darcy out to looking like round three, but more likely round four. How do we look up forward? How does that impact the centre square? Chief's got a whole bunch of other things he wants to complain about as well, I'm pretty sure. We'll get him on board right after we start wearing purple with Gogo Bordello.
Start wearing purple, wearing purple. Start wearing purple for me now. All your sanity and wits, they will all vanish, I promise. It's just a matter of time, so yeah.
Welcome to Restomp Podcast. My name is Brett Jojo McDonald, joined by a man whose door is never open, unlike our good coach J-Lo. That is Greg. Get off my lawn, Dwyer.
Mate, my door's always open.
It's never open.
You know that. No. Always. Mate, yeah, nice to join us.
I've got to tell you, we've had a bit of a rough off season, and it's starting to spill into the regular season. People think J-Lo's had a rough off season. I think I've taken the cake there.
Jojo, you're not Clayton Oliver. You can't go on an off-season bender, but you're no-show all pre-season, step into round one and get 30 touches. You can't. That's not you. You can't do that. So you got to get it together, man. What's going on?
It's been a bit going on. But
how can we expect? Can we sit here and lecture the players to put in and do a really big, strong pre-season?
And put their phones away.
Yeah.
Eat lunch together.
Don't be pirates, all that kind of gear. And then you don't even turn up all pre-season.
No, it's a fair call. It's a 100% fair call. Yeah. I have no defence.
See, I don't like that. I was hoping you were going to argue, but no.
I've got no argument. You're making a valid point. I think a lot of people online are making valid points. I've not been up to it.
And 4 years.
It's getting to the point where my position on the podcast is probably coming under question.
No, it can't be. If you go, we're over. I can't carry this thing. It's as bad a preseason as you've had.
Yeah.
Far out. It'll get a lot worse if you don't turn up.
I'm sure you can figure out. You can meet someone else, surely, that can patch two audio files together and match them up and upload it to the internet somewhere. It's not that special, is it?
At the moment,
I think that's all I'm bringing to the party.
Pretty much is. But you've got to lift because I can't carry this. It will die in the arse.
Well, that's becoming obvious. That's becoming obvious as well.
It is becoming obvious. Very obvious. So open your door. Doors have got to be open, Jojo.
Yeah, right. You start. Yeah. Mate, we haven't spoken since the Port Adelaide game.
No.
To me, there wasn't really a whole lot to speak about. I don't think we saw... Well, hope we didn't see the version of the Fremantle Dockers we only caught this year. What were your thoughts on it? I thought we could almost, it was just a run around the park almost.
I kind of thought that. We didn't get carried away by the win against West Coast. We're not going to get carried away by the loss against Port. You know, when you're just with, the obvious, no Jackson, no Amos, no Freddie, no Cox against a full strength Port. There's nothing you could, and they were revved up for it too. They were really revved up. So I'm ruling a line through it and hope that's exactly what it is.
Okay, the one concerning thing is with the lack of Amos and Jackson up forward.
Yep.
You would assume that Jackson's going to play more time in the ruck than what he otherwise would with Darcy being out. I think coming into round one for me, the real concerning thing is our forward line set up as it's been for probably, the last 3 to 4 seasons?
Yeah.
And how that's going to impact the ruck set up as well in the centre square, because I think JLL even said tonight on the news with Ryan Daniels that they didn't get the centre square operating the way they wanted to last year. They couldn't really ever figure it out. And then when they did, other parts of the ground fell away or weren't up to scratch. So,
yeah.
I mean, there are two key areas of the ground where we've got to get right, and we haven't got them right to this point, really, in our little surge towards 5 premierships in 3 years. Does it make you nervous, though?
Yeah, it does.
Gonna happen? Yeah.
Well, it does because I guess we, if much of this, much of last year, we didn't have Darcy for a lot of last year. So we've done it. We have to improve on it. But you're right. It does create some nerves because, well, we're not, on top of that, when we're not taking anything out of that game against Port, it kind of did expose Tabs, Tracy and Sturt. In that,
yeah, well, I think, yeah. Well, you're taking the top two out of any combination of three. You're likely going to struggle because you're not going to have three first choice guys or two first choice guys sitting on the pine or playing the twos, are you?
So, no, but what it sort of showed you is, I guess it raises the question: are they capable if an Amos or a Jackson's not there? Are they capable to carry the load?
You know, I reckon on Tabs or Tracy, I think are capable of playing that third tall if they're playing the third tall role and not playing one or two.
That's what I mean.
And the other one that you mentioned there in Sturt, I was all gung-ho for him to get a crack a couple of seasons ago and then even last season to get some games into him. But, mate, for a guy that's fighting for a spot in the team, he hasn't really given a yelp to this point this season. He was I thought he was pretty horrible against Port. I don't know. You're just not seeing it from him.
I'm his biggest fan, you know that. I've been campaigning for him. The buy, hold, sell, I've just been buying Sturt stock every year. I have to...
That'll be in the bottom drawer with the Elmore stock in a minute, won't it?
The bottom drawer is bottom drawer. Even I have to sort of say, ooh. And again, I don't want to get caught up in taking anything really out of that preseason game against Port. But
it's going to be hard to average down when he's off the boards.
It kind of is, isn't it? It kind of is. I mean, in that game, there were times when he was trying to take a chess mark waiting for the ball to come to him.
Yeah. I think that's kind of been a theme over the last couple of years. When he's looked good, he's come at it. He's been aggressive. He's been proactive and probably starts for him on the defensive side of the ball as well.
Yep.
And when he's not got that going and he's not coming at the footy, he's waiting for it, he looks ordinary.
Has his intensity dropped again?
He needs to go back to Peel.
He needs to go back to Peel and build that intensity. So that was the one real disappointing thing for me. I thought, here's a guy who knows this is his career year, make or break. And he's not gone all out in that preseason game to secure a round one spot.
Yeah. He probably there's some pretty pathetic efforts in that forward 50 against Port when the game was still active. And I think that, you know, a guy standing behind his defender and not leading up to the footy and then giving away a free kick and just standing there when Port Adelaide take off. I mean, that's deflating. Whether you like it or not, that's deflating for the guys that just work their tail off to win the footy back and get it down that end, isn't it? Like, how many times can you put up with that if you're playing halfback, if you're playing midfield?
Yeah.
Like, some of the efforts from the forward line guys, like we're saying, a lack of intensity, you know, the lack of drive and desire to make a contest and halve it and keep the ball in.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's hard to cop when you're playing up the other end of the ground.
It was Radigalia and Alir, wasn't it? They slaughtered us.
The other thing about those guys are real good at intercept marks, but
where's
the selfless running to take them out of the play? Right. Where, you know, why are we, you know, why are we making ourselves a primary target if you got one of those guys on you? As I say, we're not going to, like, you don't want to put too much weight into that performance, but I thought aspects of that performance were really disappointing from guys that were actually playing for something.
Virtually playing for their life. I mean, and even Tabs. Tabs is...
Yeah, no, I agree. I thought Tabs was going to come back hell-fired up this year because, I mean, this is his last roll of the dice, I would have thought, in terms of having an AFL career. Another club you wouldn't think.
No one would
give him a crack after this. So, if he wants another deal, if he wants another run at it, it's him v. Tracy at this point, if everyone's fit and healthy. Yeah. And I don't know, it seems like you'd probably pick Tracy at this point just because no one's done anything.
Well, then you've got Paddy Voss is putting his hand up too.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
You know, you just know, like, your competition for spots has increased over the off-season and you serve up that in that game. So, but again, that's as much as I'm taking out of it, Jodo. Just I can't take any more. Pre-season. It fools us every year. So
yeah, it does.
You know, let's hope that was just
The coach was speaking about the ruck situation and this forward setup issue on the news. He said they haven't decided yet. Like, that's what? The thing that also worries me. Like, what
they haven't decided.
It's Wednesday, isn't it?
What?
I hope that was filmed like Tuesday last week or something. Like, surely by Wednesday you've decided what you're doing, haven't you?
I reckon that has to be filmed in October last year.
I realize what do they call it? Ducks and Drakes and that kind of thing. Yeah. But I don't know. Cool. Do you have a preference? Would you want to see Reedy get the opportunity to lead the ruck against Brisbane and Jackson maintain his position up forward?
No.
And maybe not play the same rotations, but play similar rotations to what he'd do with Darcy?
No. Not round one.
So what are you doing then? You're starting Jackson in the centre square rucking. He's going to be the primary ruckman. Tracy will come in and chop him out. And then you're playing Tabs and Amos as the two talls?
As the two talls. Yep. Oh. You're not sliding Voss in yet, are you?
I don't know. You can only go on what we've done in the last few years, and we've been kind of reticent to give guys that have just recently come into the club an early debut. And I realize Connor Simpson's had a good preseason, and we seem to have found one in the middle of the draft. But we
don't have
what did I call it? Cooper Simpson.
You're Will Schofield, are you?
Yeah, Will Schofield. Oh my God,
Connor Simpson.
Okay, wow. Whatever. We're not. We haven't.
Think he's given
young guys opportunity in round one. They've had to earn it, haven't they?
They have. They always have. They've never, apart from I guess Brandon Walker, won. And but everybody else has really had to earn their stripes. And it's a good policy. I think it's a good policy. So yeah, I think you're right. I think it's Tracy, Tabs, Amos, Jackson in the ruck, going forward when he can.
Just on Cooper Simpson, though, you couldn't have done much more as a second round draftee to put your hand up for a game, could you? Like his speed, the way he's kind of attacking the contest, his intensity, and he's goal kicking as well. Like, he's got a real nose for goal.
Yeah,
he's bringing a lot of things to the table that need to be brought to the table from everyone.
Sub, is he going to play the sub?
Well, you never know, do you? I mean, in terms of a guy that's coming to club and he's offering attributes that we need, you can't really question it, can you? He's delivered at every call so far.
That's right. And our man Adam Hollingsworth, JoJo, said he's going to get a big run this year.
He's got the inside track, has he?
Apparently. So I hope he doesn't be the sub. I don't want to do that. If you're going to play him, give him a game. So, but he is going to add something that we need, isn't he? You can just tell with what he's done so far.
Yeah, I think so. Where does he fit in the forward mix, though? So, if you're playing your three talls, you're playing Freddie, you're playing Sonny, you're playing a Switter, and you're playing Tommy Emmett, there's your seven. Does he fit in there somewhere?
Yeah, it's hard, isn't it? It's hard. Maybe, again, as we were just saying, maybe he's going to have to go back and get his build his stripes and get his opportunity if there's an injury or form lapse or whatever.
But do you reckon those guys are the first choice forwards at this point?
Definitely.
And then Tabs or Tracy drops out when Darcy comes back?
I think it'd have to be because, I mean, who are we going through again? We've got Freddie, Walters, Switter.
Freddie, you said Freddie.
Who's the fourth?
Tommy Emmett.
So, I mean, you can't play Cooper in front of Tommy.
Is Tommy Emmett a World Cup start? I mean, maybe his position's under question for someone like a Simpson.
No.
Would he be last man out? Or do you take his form from his AFL form from last year and that carries over and you walk in?
He brings Schulte attributes. So, I think he's... Yeah,
hopefully not that 25-meter out directly in front of attribute.
Well, the zero goals three, about the eight touches. Yeah.
Didn't he? I think he had 16, didn't he?
16, did he?
I think so.
How many efficient? No, it can't be like that.
No, how far did that go? What, the Collingwood?
I reckon the longer it goes, I don't know when we play Collingwood, but It's at Optus, I know that. People are going to slowly turn because the rev up on Schultz is going to be enormous and people are going to turn on him. Yep.
It doesn't look like Collingwood didn't go that flash in round zero.
Called it. I reckon they're going to have a softer year. Not a soft drop out of the 8 year, but a softer year. They weren't the best side to win the premiership last year in the finals. So I reckon they might struggle a bit.
Well, you remember last year as well. They won a lot of close games.
That's right. That's right. You lose Taylor Adams.
A ton of close games.
Yeah. You lose Taylor Adams out of your mid. You know, another year older is Penderbury, another year older is side bottom. They relied on those guys. There's a little, few little reasons why they could have a little pullback, I reckon.
In the terms of future draft pick ownership, they could be the Fremantle of 2023 handing over a selection they didn't want to.
Yes, that's right.
At the conclusion of the season. Anyway, we can only hope and pray for their demise.
Pick 12? Might be pick 12?
Well, imagine if you end up getting that for Schultzy.
So what's that? They finish sixth. If they finish sixth, we get pick 12. I don't know.
Well, no, wouldn't that be? Would that be seventh? Right?
They finish sixth. Yeah, we get pick 12, no? Isn't that it?
You'd have to finish seventh, wouldn't you?
Seventh, yeah,
whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah, but by the time we do concessionary picks or whatever, even if we got pick seven, it'll be 34. Back to like pick 42.
That's right. You're talking of Switter, Jojo. I want to throw something up at you, all right? I saw an interview with him. What are you laughing about?
Because, like, we've hardly kicked a ball in anger and you're already on his case.
No,
you've come in hot this season and you're not going to let it go.
No, I've come up with a Switter plan that's going to, revolutionise him. I saw his interview. Did you see his interview with on Channel? No, at the club. He did the talk to the media. I don't know who
this is going to surprise you, but I did miss it.
You did miss it?
Yeah.
I don't know who the journo was. I think it might have been There's a Hole in the Bucket, Dear Eliza Riley. And she said something about, if it was her, she said something to him about how initially in his younger days he was a, you know, defensive behind the ball type. Now, I know Schultz's gone. I know we probably need him up forward. But hear me out. As I previously mentioned, I don't know. When did we do the last pod? 6 months ago? Whenever that was.
As I had to check with you today what we're still podcasting about.
What was it about? Yeah, exactly right. I'm still not convinced he brings enough offensively, right? Now, hear me out. With his speed, he's nimble. He's got good agility. Look around the league, what's going on. Zach Fisher, North Melbourne. Alex Sexton, the Gold Coast. Essendon trialling out Nick Martin in that behind the ball sort of role. Imagine him coming out of defence.
Yeah, no, it's not a horrible call.
I don't know how it fits in with Clark and Walker and, but sometimes...
between me moving Josh Tracy back to the back line and you moving Switter back to the back line... As soon as the umpire throws the ball up, everyone's going to be sprinting back to the defensive 50. We're going to have no forwards left.
Oh, well, what's happened? What about the other 30 years?
Yeah. No, but it's not a bad shout.
Do you know what I mean? Right.
There's a trend for those kind of players to be moving to that area of the ground, so you never know.
I know, and sometimes you find things out by, moments of thought, moments of, inventive thought or whatever you want to call it. So
it's probably a good little segue into talking about JL and the pressure that's on him and probably likely to come at points during the year.
Yeah.
Is that if we do get off to a bit of a crappy start, can you see him pushing the panic button and trying a few things like that? Or, we've kind of seen it doesn't really seem to be in his DNA to kind of throw the baby out with the bathwater. He kind of persists with the same thing pretty staunchly. I think if we do see him do something like that after a poor run, is that an indication that he's probably feeling the pressure? I think we've got to start looking for those signs if we get a run of poor results to start the season.
If he plays someone out of position, he can feel the tap on the shoulder coming.
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to put pressure on anyone or anything, but I just think, like, what are the signs we should look for this season? And he's been pretty inflexible with moving guys around.
Do you know what?
In the time he's been here.
Do you know what, Roy? I think he has, but I reckon there might be reasons for it. And I reckon, like...
Oh, I'm sure there is.
Yeah, but I mean, like, let's just go back, okay? I've run through these figures before, but just to paint some context. At the conclusion of 2022, okay, our entire list comprised 3,075 games. 6 months later, we had a total of 2,378 games. So we lost... So 700 games experience went out the door after 2022, okay? Now, I might have mentioned this before, I can't remember. The 10 players that departed, 947 games, they averaged 25 years of age. The 11 players that arrived, Ethan Stanley mid-season, 250 games and 21 years of age. Now look at this data, right? In 2023, we got 15 games out of Sean Darcy. Okay? In 2022, we got 21. So we lost him for a third of the season. That to some degree, that hampers you from making certain moves. 2023, we got 4 games out of Taverner. We got 13 games and 23 goals out of him in 2022. Rory Lobb, 21 games, 36 goals, 2022. You know, Lobb and Darcy pretty much played full seasons. Jackson had to take more responsibility last year than was probably what was fair. You know? And you can keep going through them. So you've got Blake Akers, 20 reasonably consistent games on the wing in 2022. You know, the other wing, we had Liam Henry, we had the Disco, we had Ethan Hughes. In 2023, the two wings. Mundy out of the middle, no Fife in 2023. The point of this for me.
Okay, I was wondering if there was.
There's a point. I'm getting there. Is that if you look at the positions in 2023 that we were drastically deficient in, look at where the pressure went on. The middle, the wing, the ruck forward. You know, and JL didn't call on Trav Collier. 18 games in 2022, didn't play a game in 2023. You know, Ethan Hughes, 6 games in 2022. He got 20 games in 2023. Now, I don't mean to be cruel or offensive towards Hughesy, but if you are playing Hughesy 20 games out of his season, you're plugging holes. You're trying to, you know.
Well, he got first crack on a wing, didn't he? And they persisted with that maybe a touch longer than what we needed to.
I'll
tell you a point. I think
you know what I mean? Yes. I just think there were a number of reasons why maybe, I mean, Sam Sturt, we had to give him. He played 14 games in 2023. We had to find out about him. You know, and the reality was, prior to 23, he was a kid. He played 4 games. We had to play him out of necessity. I just think there was a lot of factors that led to a lot of the reasons for last year. Now, and if you're going to bring them into account, are we wholly and solely blaming JL for list management? That's not his gig. You know, I mean, what really did we expect him to do with a list that, I guess, in terms of personnel movements, decided to go backwards to go forwards, to hopefully go forwards? You know, I think the buck stops at the top. So, I mean, and it's a win, wins and losses decide your future. I just think if you look a tad deeper, there were a number of factors that added up to why certain things happened last year. So
I think we've already kind of covered this, and people kind of hammer us for sticking up for him.
Yeah, it's not everyone.
But, I mean, there's a few loud voices that don't like it.
Yeah,
but I think at this point now, like, they've gone for the draft. Some of these guys, look, just about every single one of the guys they've brought in has shown that they can play. And they're an AFL player, I reckon. There's not too many guys out there. He's like, well, I'm not really sure. I mean, we've spoken about Sturt. But apart from him, you know, you've got enough up forward. the midfield's matured to a point where they should be able to compete with just about any other midfield group in the comp, and our defence has always been strong. They've brought in a winger. Yep. They're going to put Matty Johnson out on the other wing, along with, looks like, Jagger O'Meara, so they've got some experience and some wing depth. First time we've had it on both wings for quite some time. I think this year, we're not going to have to make excuses. I think it either happens and we see a change in game style and a change of fortune, and if we don't, I think whether you like it or not, and whether the excuses or the change in the list or whatever you want to talk about is there, the heat's going to come in a big way for him.
Oh, it definitely is. There's no getting around it. It's whether it's warranted or not, it's going to come for him. And it may be. I mean,
well, I think at this point, if there's no discernible change in game style, and you know, people have been calling for a more attacking, more fast moving footy, and he himself has acknowledged that they wanted to do it, so he can't deliver it, then it's probably a fair shout at that point, isn't it?
It probably is, but I'll still go back to your point where you said we've got these players that can play AFL. They're going to be very good. They're going to be most of them are going to be very, very good AFL players. There's still some growth there.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely is. Yeah.
But I know that doesn't wash with you. At the end of the year, it's wins and losses, and you know. One thing I will say, as we said quite regularly, we especially last pod, we know they didn't come back in good nick last year from preseason. Is that on JL?
Probably not.
What is he not? Then you've got to ask: is he not hard enough on him? Because who should that be on there?
Conditioning's not his responsibility, is it?
I don't know. That's probably not. But I mean, he's got to be. Surely, he would have to have some say in it, because I mean, it's on him if they don't.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Not giving him a pass, but I'm still in his corner. Put it that way.
Well, I mean, we've had a pretty good run with injuries, all said and done. And I know we lost Darcy for a large portion of last year, but apart from that, we've been all right.
There's an old man fight this year. We didn't haven't had too much out of.
We didn't budget for him playing anyway. So
you didn't. I did.
I absolutely didn't. And I'm not really budgeting for him playing this year either. I know he's got off to a cracker start and he looks $1 million, but let's just see it for a month first.
Yeah.
They haven't had the greatest start this year. I mean, Freddie and Coxey are still tests for this week.
Yeah.
Ethan Stanley, even though he's not a first choice player, he's kind of, you know, in the guys that are in the frame for selection at the very least, probably in our top 30.
Yeah.
He's out for about 3 weeks. We've spoken about Darcy out for 4 weeks. Chapman, who's just got back from probably injecting himself with 3,000 litres of calf blood. He's about 4 weeks away. And then Wagner, who, you know, had an indifferent start to the season last year, but came on strong towards the end and really cemented his spot in the team. You know, he's out 6 to 8. So
yeah, he's out for a third. That's a third.
O'Driscoll with the blood clot in the knee.
Yeah.
So I don't know when he's back. Well, I think he started moving again, but they reckon he's 4 or 5 weeks away. So, you know, there's a fair bit of stuff going on the injury list for the first time in seemingly a while. I mean, we had a real good run as soon as Merriman came in and took over from poor old Jason Webber.
Yep.
But, maybe that rub of good luck has kind of worn off.
My question about Darcy, I mean, it's a diabolical injury. It really, if you had any nerves about going into this year, they've increased. But I remember you were saying that at that, what was it, $8,000 a head, at Liga's dinner you went to, that
very lucky to get invited to.
Yeah, that you had to cough up 8 large. Darcy said himself he wouldn't be ready for round one.
Yeah, thanks to Mac and his dad again for that dinner. That was great. If we ever need another chair filled, I'm always there for you. I don't think he said he wasn't going to be there for round one. I think he said that, you know, he was going to be touch and go, and he was still in a moon boot that night. I think he had a fair way to go, but his rehab must have gone well because he was up and going real early this preseason. Look, there's no way they risk him.
Well, that leads me.
There's any danger, right?
That leads me to my question. You mentioned him just a minute ago, Phil Merriman. Like he's as professional, as knowledgeable as anyone in his field worldwide. He's that good. But my question to you is: did we pay the Merriman before he got asked to the other side? That took a lot of setting up, Jojo.
Yeah, it did. Way too much. Again, much like every other time you do these things, I'm not sure it was worth it in the end.
It really wasn't. It hasn't been yet. But we keep doing it. Is Darce on the plane? Is he on the plane to Qatar?
Well, didn't they come back from Qatar and they've, you know, Hans Gruber or whoever it is over there running the show, he said that our practices are fine. Like, we were on the right track. We're doing the right things. It gave us good confidence in our rehabilitation and injury management section and all that kind of stuff. That we're
Call me a cynic, Drago. Call me a cynic.
I would never.
But couldn't we use something called Zoom to find that info out?
Nah. You got to be there. Get over there.
Could be like the Greens. $1 million a year in travel. Blame everyone else for global warming. It was good to hear that we're on the right track, though, aren't we? Having said that, if we were on the wrong track, do you think we would have heard? Probably not.
Yeah, it'd be one of those things you probably put in the just leave that on the cutting room floor, wouldn't you? we don't need to publish that time.
No. Yeah, it was well worth.
You do that. You bring that up regretfully, Phil Merriman has been released from his contract from the in 2024. A trip to Qatar revealed that our practices weren't best practice.
In all seriousness, that guy's a jet, Phil Merriman. He's really. I was talking to a mate of mine who used to play for Canberra Raiders in the rugby league. No, serious. Yeah. And he was saying about, he knows him very well, he's a good friend of his, and he said, you've got someone out of this world here, so in what he can do and his knowledge and all that. So that's good to hear.
Yeah, so, a bit of name dropping, that's good. Well done.
It's great. Now we've got a boatload of injuries. Well done, mate. So, yeah, anyway.
What do you think about JL? Is it? I don't think there's any chance he gets replaced mid-season.
No, I don't either. Unless you have a Damien.
You would need like a diabolical.
Yeah, it has to be like, dozen losses on the bounce. But I can't see it. For more than one reason is that who else is out there? Who would you go after? Hypothetical. Let's say they got rid of JL. Who? I mean, the talk of Beveridge.
That does not excite me one little bit.
Not one bit. So,
I mean, there's always something that pops up. I mean, generally after you've failed with an untried assistant, you head back to the well and you go for an unsuccessful veteran, don't you?
An unsuccessful veteran, you do.
Well, who's Carlton, they've gone from, who are they, Brendan Bolton, had some success. And then we'll go to Voss and then, I don't know, you seem to, if you fail on picking someone from the pack of assistant coaches, you seem to go for someone that's had a crack at it before almost, don't you?
Good God, Brett Ratton's going to be our next coach.
Imagine
that.
Oh. I don't find JL particularly inspiring when he coaches or when he speaks in the media. He's quite monotone.
Doesn't carry the weight of the world on his shoulders.
But I think Brett Ratton takes it to a new level.
Oh, I call you glass half full. Brett Ratton, he's like, man, weight of the world on his shoulders.
So, it does look that way, doesn't it? It
does, doesn't he? But so give me a name then. Who would you really
have a name? I've got nothing.
You got?
I don't know.
Mirroring like the last 3 months.
Well, the premiership coach doesn't do much for me. I think I bagged him out enough last year. Like all the narrative and the story and the good feelings and the happiness. Like, take that somewhere else, Craig. Don't want to know about it.
Don't know about that.
Hey?
I was talking to a guy called, where's his name? I wrote it down. Sorry. I was talking to a guy called Justin Rose. That's right. Justin Rose, it was him. And he's on our Facebook page, and we're having a discussion about Freo and JO and the upcoming year and all that. He's saying, let's repeat the dose, go and get Ross back. And I tell you what, I'm on board. If something happens to JL, stealthily go over there, get him back. Wouldn't that be something?
Go and get him back. I don't think so, because Ross seems to be doing at St Kilda exactly what he did at Freo.
Exactly. So let's go get him back.
He's usurping just about everyone else's job and taking control of the place.
I don't mind that. It got us to a grand final. I'm happy with that.
I don't know. No, I just don't think that's the way to go about it. But is it, he's kind of half copying it over there from his former constituents in the, you know, in the football media.
Yeah.
Everyone's making everyone very aware that, you know, Ross Lyon's the one that's grasping at full control at St Kilda. Is that a good thing? I don't think you want it. I don't think it worked for us in the end. You get recruiting decisions made for people to protect their own position, which I think, whether he did that consciously or not.
Yeah.
I think when you look at the decisions that were made to bring players in over here, I think you could make that kind of case. I think the spread of responsibility and the isolation of roles is important.
Is he getting several salaries? He does like a dollar. He doesn't mind a dollar, Roscoe.
Well, that's what I used to say to my first boss, Mr. Kukulis, in at the nut warehouse where I worked.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, if you get rid of this guy, get rid of this guy, and get rid of this guy, I'll do all their jobs.
All those jobs.
He's like, yeah, I can do all those jobs.
So you're doing exactly what Ross is doing.
Yeah, but it didn't wash though. I got rid of all those guys. I ended up doing three times the work for the same
half
pay.
The pay. Yeah, the hours. Jesus. No, I don't know. I mean,
Could Nathan Buckley? What about Buckley? Do you like what you hear from him?
I don't think he'd be the worst.
He's almost like JL's mentor.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So that'd be rough.
It would be a bit of a kick in the ego, but I honestly, look, I guess we're going to find out, and as we're saying, it's all hypothetical, but I'm with you. I can't, unless something absolutely horrendous happens this year in terms of a dozen losses on the bounce, I'm with you. I can't see him getting sacked mid-year.
And I actually think this week should be a good start for him. If you watched that game last week, as soon as Carlton's turned up the heat and put a bit of pressure on Brisbane in that third quarter, they went to absolute water.
They really did, didn't they?
They were walking goals in.
They're trying to say it coincided with, what's his name, Caden Coleman. Come on, man. You can't say that. One player. But, I mean, they were all over them. They had the Blues absolutely toasted. And the ball was running for them. Everything was... You're right. The minute the Blues amped it up a little bit, they did go to water a bit, which doesn't go well for us this week because they're going to come out like you're on fire. But it shows you there's a weakness there.
Well, just let Hipwood kick for goal every time. Keep it out of the hands of everyone else. Let Hipwood shoot for goal.
Yeah.
He cannot kick a goal to save himself. He can take plenty of marks. You can get out in the lead, look good. Then it comes to finishing the deal.
Can't do it. No. That's right. To be fair, though, I mean, Brisbane's kicked themselves out of that game. They, in that last quarter.
Big time.
Yeah. Danaher, he missed a couple that he should have kicked. So it's not. I tell you what does worry me, though. I watched all four games on the weekend and absolutely loved them. And it worries me that all four teams look pretty hot, hotter than I thought they'd look. So we really got to come out, Jodo. We've got to come out.
I think I saw it online this afternoon that they brought it up on AFL 360. Is it almost unfair in the fixture that those eight teams don't play some combination of one another in round two?
Because they're already up and about. They're a week ahead.
Well, you've shaken the rust off. Yeah. You know, it's like coming off the bye almost, except this is how long is the six-month bye?
Yeah, I guess we'll find out, you know. I think the...
It couldn't have hurt, could it? There's that many other inequalities and equities in the draw that...
Oh, definitely. But, yeah.
You could have just made this one null and void by, you know, I don't know, they just play amongst each other and then the other 10 teams play amongst themselves play amongst this week themselves. And then you can just do whatever you want after that.
Then it levels it back up.
Well, you don't level it back up, then you do whatever you want after that because it's not...
that's right. Yeah, no, it makes a bit of sense. But I don't think the stats, even at the halfway season by, I think we talk about it more than it eventuates, that you lose coming off the by. I'm not 100% sure. I did do it last year. I can't remember. I don't think it is as pronounced as they make out. So, but maybe at the start of the year, when we haven't been up and about, maybe it's a different story. So, yeah, well, yeah, it's not a bad point. They could have league equalisation, Jodo. It's a buzz term.
What else have you got? You got anything else?
I've got a lot. Luke Jackson. He's going to live to his 100 because he just doesn't care about anything. Nothing stresses him out. Never get a job as a hype man. Never get a job. Never get that gig. But I love him. I love his attitude. So that I was watching that interview with him today. Talking about league equalisation. I was talking to that Justin Rose that I was having a bit of a discussion. The draw.
Maybe he can take over doing the podcast.
He can take over. That's not a bad idea. He can take over my gig. We're talking about the draw. Right now, we finished 14th last year. And this year we play 6 of the bottom 8 sides only once. Now, we've got the bottom 8. We've got the Crows once, Essendon once, Geelong, Gold Coast, Hawks, and North Melbourne all once. The Bulldogs twice, Richmond twice, West Coast twice. So the sides above us that finished above us, we've got to play them twice as well. I reckon we got absolutely stooged. And look, I might be subconsciously looking for safety nets and excuses if things go pear-shaped. But I reckon I don't know, it happens every other year, but I just sort of thought, geez, you finish 14th, you get a little bit of a chop out. Now, screwed.
Screwed. Do you know what you're going to be doing all year? You're going to be taking the emotional hedge bet on the opposition every single game, I reckon, to start the season.
I actually am. I'm a bit worried, Jonah. I've unloaded on us for the 8 this year. Darcy goes down, Wagner's out. I'm getting a bit nervous.
You didn't fully look into the draw?
Didn't look into what?
Didn't fully look into the draw?
No, didn't think about the draw. We've got to be carried away. So, it's all right. Did I get a pay rise this year?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. Luck.
That's good.
No worries.
Funny though, I haven't had to pay any tax on my earnings.
That's a really good thing about having a low income, isn't it?
Having no income, you don't pay any tax.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez.
All right. Are we going to do a pod before the game? The team, when are we playing? Sunday afternoon? The teams won't be out till Saturday morning, will they?
Something like that, isn't it?
All right. So should we wait till the listed teams? Because I think that'll be kind of interesting to see how we line up and the team that we put forward.
Yeah. I don't know if that's going to happen, though, because the last two pods you've gone, we'll start doing one every week now, and I haven't seen you for 3 months.
it's very true. I'm starting my pre-season now. I'm going to do one of those. You know, I'm one of those guys that, but even at basketball, everyone else will get in the layup line and do 5 minutes of stretching and all that. I just like to come in cold to the first tip. Because
you do.
You can end up wasting a lot of energy by warming up and stretching.
No,
you start unwinding. By the time round 8, round 9 rolls around, I'll be ready to go.
No, that's it. The season could
be over by that point.
People should pencil in, what, round 6 or 7 for our next pod?
Yeah. I think conservatively, yeah.
Good on you. No, we might get to one. I think we could sneak one Saturday morning, couldn't we? Or Saturday sometime?
Yeah, I think so.
Footy starts early, it's got to be early.
What have we got on Saturday? I've got a couple of kids' birthday parties on Saturday, but apart from that.
Really?
Well, Shaka Zulu was meant to be running, but he's going to leave it a week.
Really?
He's got some sore feet. He's got to rest his feet.
Off to Qatar.
He's in the Qatar.
On the plane, off to Qatar.
No, he's been down the beach all week. He's living it up.
Really?
Yeah.
Which beach? I probably saw him.
I don't know, actually. I don't know where Rob takes him.
Every morning I go down the beach, the couple of trainers bring the racehorses down.
Yeah. Well, he's been down the beach every day with him.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Is he going to end up on the – is he now going to the Rockingham Beach Cup?
You'd hope not, wouldn't you?
You'd hope not. No, that's right. Yeah. Oh, man, someone's got a bone to pick with you too. Tomo, he messages us all the time.
Yeah.
He's joining me down at the Father Brian's food van for the homeless. Unloaded on your horse in the last race.
Oh, no.
Mate, we're starving to death, Jojo.
Well, there you go. Gambling doesn't pay. Learn the hard way.
Cheers. All right. Let's get out of here.
All right. Well, until Saturday, when we'll preview what will be a winning lineup coming into Sunday's game against Brisbane, are you still down with the re-stump?
Possibly, because AFL coaching isn't a government organisation. You can get fired.
Start wearing purple, wearing purple. Start wearing purple for me now. All your sanity and wits, they will all vanish, I promise. It's just a matter of time. So, yeah.